I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down the weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. I heard the voice of Jesus say, behold, I freely give. The living water, thirsty one, stoop down and drink and live. I came to Jesus and I drank of that life-giving stream. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in him. I heard the voice of Jesus say, I am this dark world's light. Look unto me, thy morn shall rise, and all thy day be bright. I looked to Jesus, and I found in him my star, my sun. And in that light of life I'll walk, till traveling days are done. I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest.
Well, it was a few months ago where they held a Missouri reunion, and it was the first time that Karen and I went to Missouri, and I was in awe of that beautiful church that they have over there and the many people that are there, and that it was met right smack dab in the middle of everything on top of a little hill. And that's the time when I met Placido. I actually met him during our minister's conference. And I knew that God was with this man. And how awesome a feeling that must be. Yesterday, Placido came up to me and asked me to stand before him today. And I couldn't say, well, it's Saturday, I've got too many things to do. I wanted to be up here. And today, I don't think there was any doubt in anybody's mind that the Spirit was here today. The Spirit is still here today. And I continue to pray that when our brother Placido is up here, that the Spirit will continue to rush through him. And at this time, I pray that everybody will clear their minds, open up their hearts, stay focused, and listen to the words that transpired through our brother's mouth. Because these are truly the words that are given from God. And with that, I'd like to introduce our apostle, Placido Mutu. Matu. I tried all day long trying to get that right. But everybody calls him Young Placido, but I wanted to get his name right. And with that, I'd like to introduce our apostle, Placido Mutu.
Good evening, brothers and sisters, friends in this big family of Christ. When they asked me to preach in this reunion, I was thinking about what can I teach you. And I was looking at my notes and my studies, And one night, an idea came to my mind with this study, and I would like to share with you this evening. And we're going to have a presentation, so you can be bored. I want your attention. Yes. Then, as I told you before, all the people, our brothers in Mexico, send their love to each one of you. We always pray for each one of you. We pray in Spanish, or sometimes in Mayan. But I know that God listen, hears the prayers, and because we are one family, I feel like I am in front of my brothers in Mexico. It's really a blessing for me to be here and to share with you this blessings, this opportunity that our Heavenly Father gave it to me. We're going to talk this evening about something very important, something that is happening, something that is real. In the years 66 and 67, there was a persecution against the Christians. Apostle Paul was in jail, but he knew that his friend, Timothy, he was having some difficulties, facing some problems, tribulations, some discouragement. That's why he wrote to him, telling him, explaining him how to be victorious, victorious in life. That's the thing we would like to share with you this evening. Because maybe you have known many people that started in this narrow path, but they quit. But I'm very happy to see people that was baptized. I was baptized 20 years ago. It's a blessing for me. I know many people here in the States or in Mexico that were baptized 30, 40 years ago, and they're still in the church. That's the important thing. Now it's our opportunity to teach to the new generation how can they be victorious in this life. The real victory. We're going to talk about this because this is very important. How to be victorious in this life. We're going to analyze the resources, the spiritual resources we have that is available for each one of us. Those are the tools that we have. Sometimes we don't use the tools. It's easy to get a tool, but it's another thing to learn how to use it. When I saw the a computer the first time in my life, I said, I'm not going to learn how to use it. Now, I know. The important thing is that we can use the tools, the spiritual tools that we have as believers, as Christians. Are you using the tools that you have? I'm sure you're doing it. We're going to begin with the first verse in the Bible. It says, John chapter 5, verse 4. Apostle John told us about this. Maybe it's a part that you already know, but can you help me with the reading? Yes, so I can learn more about the pronunciation. Okay. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Very good. Now we know that we can have victory because our faith. I was very impressed that during this reunion, some of the our brothers that preached to us, they mentioned some things that I'm going to mention. So that's God working with us. We're going to analyze 3 steps to have the victory in Christ. How can we have this victorious life in Christ? Many of us, maybe they are beginning, they were baptized a year ago or 2 years ago. This is very important for us. We're going to talk about the part in the Bible which says how. Okay, I listen. 1, 2, 3. Okay, we're going to talk about that power. We're going to talk about that power that we have in Christ. We're going to talk about the love that we have in Christ. And we're going to talk about the sound mind. This is very important for us. Number one, God has given us a spirit of power. Do you know that we are not alone? That God has given us His spirit of power. We can do many things for Him. We need to take advantage of this life. Do you know that God blesses not ideas, but words? So that's important. We need to take advantage of that spirit, of that tool that is available. How many of us have a tool in his house that he doesn't know how to use it? Or he doesn't know how to, he hasn't used it for some time. So it's important for us to use that power. But we have our enemies. We are facing a battle, as you know. We have our enemies. We're going to talk about the external enemies that we have. The first one is the devil. This is real. The devil is always looking for an opportunity. He knows my weaknesses, and he knows your weaknesses. What would you like to do? What do you like to do that you know that it is not correct before God? I would like to do things that God doesn't like, but I don't do them because I know that the devil is always looking at opportunities, especially with the ones that are beginning to work in this way. Okay, first, let's read 1 Peter chapter 5, 8. Listen carefully.
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.
Do you believe that? Yes, thank you. Okay. Yes. It's our adversary. This is real. Like our Heavenly Father is real. The devil is real. He's looking for an opportunity. And he's going to work with you in your weaknesses. Another external enemy that we have is the flesh. Let's listen what the Bible tells us about this. Listen carefully.
Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Do you believe that? Yes. Okay. Yeah, the flesh is weak. How many of us would like to lie in bed and maybe drink a cup of coffee and relax? That's one. Right. Yeah, me too. Yes. But we are doing an effort to be here because we know that we are working for our Heavenly Father. I'm convinced that we need to do an effort every day. Everything, all the things that is worthwhile needs an effort. But the Spirit wants to serve God. How many of us have this experience? Sometimes when you don't attend to church, you are at home, and you can hear a voice in your mind or in your heart telling you that, why didn't you go to church? Well, you need to go to church today. It's Sunday. We have one. Only one. That's a good beginning. That's another. Okay. Let's continue with the third external enemy that we have, the world. Listen what the scriptures tell us about the world.
And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Okay, how many of us have read this part in the Bible? All of us, almost all of us. Yes. We read it once, twice, three times, four times. But every time we read it, we can learn more, and we know that our enemy is the world. It's the people that we are working with, or we are talking with them, that they don't believe the same things that we believe. The world, the society, the information that we get through the internet, newspapers, magazines, all of the things, you know, the world. We need to overcome the world. We need to overcome the devil, the flesh, the world. When we talk about the flesh, we're talking about our own soul. Our own personality. That's something that we need to overcome also. We want some things that it's not good for God. It's like when we are sick. When you are sick and the doctors tell you, don't eat this. But that's the thing that you like to eat. It's like the people who have tendency to gain weight, they like chocolate and other things, or Coca-Cola. Then, it's our human nature to like the things that is not good for us. But we have the power, as I said before. We have the power. We are not alone. Let's continue then with the internal enemies, that we have. The first one is doubt. How many of us have a doubt? Yes. Correct. Yes, we have doubts in different ways. That's an enemy we need to overcome in our lives. The doubt. We need to overcome and put faith. Another is to feel guilty, to feel that we are not important. I can't do anything. And I'm not talking about self-esteem. We're talking about salvation. That's our purpose. We're talking about repentance. That's the thing we're doing in Mexico now. We're visiting a small town and talking about salvation to the people, visiting the people in their homes, giving them the pamphlets that we have, the magazine in Spanish, and we're talking with them. We're having this opportunity. How important this is when there are a lot of people, many people that need that. I was talking with a lady there, and she told me, "Thank you for this. I was waiting for this." So instead of thinking that I can do this, let's do it. When I thought about this presentation, the first thing that it came to my mind, I can do it in English. I can do it in Spanish easily, but in English. But I need to do it. This is the time. So it's another thing that it's an internal enemy is the bad habits, the bad habits that we have. It could be smoking or saying bad words or drinking, any of the things you know, bad habits. Those are internal enemies, things that are happening in our heart. But we have the power. God wants to enable us. He wants to tell us how to overcome those things. How can we do that? The first is to love and serve Him, as we're doing now. If we don't take time to come here and serve Him, we're not going to have that power. If we don't do an effort, we're not going to overcome our internal and external enemies. Another point that is very important is to do His will. Many people in Mexico, or I'm sure it's the same here, they like to listen what the Scripture says and say, "This is very good, this is very important." But he or she doesn't want to accept the Word of God. But for us, it's very important to do His will. Listen what the Bible says about it. Mark 12:30.
"And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment."
How many of us have read that part? Yes. And this is very important, to love Him with all our heart. And how can you show love when we do something? Last week, it was my daughter's birthday. I got up early, which is unusual. I went to buy some gifts for her. I was looking at the stores, and I bought a teddy bear about this big. I bought flowers. I gave it to her to show him that I love her, to show her that I love her. If I just tell her, this is not very important. We need to show by our works. The same thing with God. You need to show Him by the way you're living. Okay, let's continue. This part is familiar to each one of you. It says to have the fruits of the Spirit. We need that fruit of the Spirit, but it's difficult to have all of this. But we can have it with God, because He's with us. The using of our talents. I'm very glad to see that that you're using your talents. I'm sorry, I don't have talents to sing, but you have it. You have the talents how to sing, how to play a piano and other things. An important thing, because we are using it to praise God, to please Him. Listen what the Bible says. Where? What part? Okay, I didn't listen. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Galatians 5:22.
Okay.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith.
Yes. Those are the things that we need, that we have available. Those are the tools that have that God have for us. Are we using those tools? Are we using those things that God has given us? I hope so. Number two. You help me with the reading. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
God has given you Spirit of love.
Okay, that was better. I know why, because we haven't eaten. So in a few minutes, we're going to eat. Okay, God has given us His Spirit of love. And this is very important for each one of us. Can you read this phrase? Okay, go. 1, 2, 3.
God shows His love through His Son.
Yes. And you know this, that when our Heavenly Father sent His Son to do the most great sacrifice for us, that's why we're going to have sacrament tomorrow. It's not just part of the program, but it's the sacrifice that we don't need to forget. And this is very important for us, because God show His love through His Son, through that sacrifice. That sacrifice moves us to come here. It's hard for me to leave my family. I am a man that I am centered, working with a church and in the family. I like to be with my family, do things together. We can spend hours talking with them. It's not easy. But I make us an effort to come here because of the sacrifice. What's the other phrase?
A real change in our life made by the Spirit.
Okay, it's getting better. We need to review again the program. A real change in our life. This is very important. The people are going to notice you when you are different. How many of us, and listen to this, how many of us in your work or at school, some people have tell you, do you know, I see something different in you. Maybe someone of us. If no one have told you, we need to work with that. A real change in our life. This is very important, because when we went to Honduras one time, we went to the hotel, and the man there said, what church do you belong to? He noticed. I don't know in what way, but the people can notice that we are different. Maybe the way that we speak, the way that we treat each other. This is very important, but that's the most difficult thing to do. Is it correct? Yes, thank you. Yes, that the real change. It's a real change. A real change that affects all our life. Okay, let's move on. Yes. God always has a plan for each one of us. Like the preaching we have heard in this reunion. God has a plan in our lives. We don't know, but God knows. And that's the important thing. Because He's leading us to the correct direction. Okay, let's read Alma 3:25. Do you have that read?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, now listen.
I think you guys listen are doing
carefully.
Fine. And behold, he preached the word unto your fathers, and a mighty change was also wrought in their hearts. And they I knew you guys would do better. And they humbled themselves and put their trust in the true and living God.
Perfect. Do you believe that?
Yes,
yes, thank you. That love satisfies the basic necessities of our spirit. That love is complete, satisfies all the necessities that we have. Number one, love God above all other things. It is easy to do that?
No.
No. Yes. It's not easy. It's not easy for me to leave my family. My daughter was sad when she was 10 years old. It was difficult. But we need to love God above all other things. Above all the things that you have. About all other things. And another, number two, can you read that?
Love for His word.
Yes, we need to appreciate His word. Number three. Yes, and we are doing that because we are always having information. What's the work? How is the work doing in different parts of the world? And it's really a blessing for us. But it's very important. Number one, love God above all other things. Number two, love His word. Number three, love for His work in the world. And let's listen what Moroni chapter 10:29.
Yea, come unto Christ, and be perfected in Him, and deny yourselves of all ungodliness. And if ye shall deny yourselves of all ungodliness, and love God with all your might, mind, and strength, then in His grace sufficient for you, that by His grace ye may be perfect in Christ. And if by the grace of God ye are perfect in Christ, you can in no wise deny the power of God.
Thank you. And this is a part that we always read it. But we need to think about this every day in our lives. Can you read that? Number one, God helps us to love our family. How many people do you know that they don't love their family? We can read in the newspapers, we can listen to the news on TV or radio that the biggest problem is the problem in the family, broken homes and things like that. But the love of God helps us to love our family. I love my family, and I know that each one of you love your family. The second is our brothers in the faith. we're doing that. We need to know that our brothers in Africa and the Philippines and Mexico and in other parts, we are just one family. That's the thing we are teaching to the people in Mexico. And I like to hear when they are praying, they pray for each one of you, they pray for the people in Africa and the Philippines. Because we are just one family. And we also need to love our fellow men, speaking about the people that they don't know about God. That's the important thing. That's why we go to the small towns in Mexico to speak with them. We are setting aside a day that we go and we visit in their homes. We are organizing small services downtown, and we are doing this effort because we love them. We want them to be saved. I hope that you can have this love too. Maybe you have a relative or a neighbor or someone you know that he's in having problems or that things like that. You need to talk with him or with her about the gospel. But how many of us, listen to this, how many of us have lose an opportunity? Maybe a neighbor, maybe someone talk to you about a problem and you say, okay, that's all. Maybe we have had many opportunities in life to talk with someone about God. And this is the opportunity that we have. We need to love them and help them. John chapter 13, 34.
A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another.
Yes, it's a part that we always read. But we need to read it again to think about that, and we can understand and learn more. Number three. Can you read the phrase?
God has given us a sound mind.
Yes. A control. This is what God has given us, a control in our lives. But that's not easy. Correct? Yes. To control what? The three dimensions of our souls. Number one is the mind. Is it easy to control the mind? No. To take out bad ideas, to purify our thoughts. This is not easy to do. Sometimes when we come to church, we're thinking about other things. We need to control the mind. Number two is the will. We need to take out in our lives the bad desires that we have as human being, as a carnal person. And we need to put in our lives the desire of doing something good for God. How many of us, maybe you want to, you say, I want to do this, but I do it tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm going to do it next week. And maybe we're going to pass away, we're just thinking, doing it, and this is the opportunity that we have. Number three, the emotions. To control the emotions, the bad feelings. To control the bad passions, we need to put in our lives good feelings. It's not easy to do, but God has given us the control of this. Listen what the scriptures tell us about this.
For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of sound mind.
Yeah. Do you know that the things that don't permit to us to do things that the fear, I'm fear to do this. I don't want to do this. But the word says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the power. Yes, that's why I am here. That's why our brothers go to the Philippines, to Africa. Can you read that? Yes. He helps us to strengthen our spirit always. We are not alone. He's with us. Always. What do we need to do? A reverent worship to God, as we always do. These are the things that probably you know, but you need to tell other people about this. And that's not easy. But we can do it with God's help. Can you read that?
A permanent communication with Him.
Yes, a permanent communication with God. We need to pray every day. As we do with our friends. Today, I call my wife and my daughter. Because I want to be communicate with them. We communicate through the mail, through the many things. So we need to communicate with God every day in our lives. Sometimes we forget it, correct? Yes? But we need to do this. John chapter 4, 23.
But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him.
Right. And this is very important for us, that we can do this and have this opportunity. Okay, Mark 11:24.
Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive it them, and ye shall have them.
All right. One of the things that we always need is the humility before His presence. That's the humility we need to have. This is the most important thing that the Bible says. But listen, read this verse. How many of us have read this? Many times. We have read this. But we need to read it every day because we can learn more every time I read this. And it makes me to think that we need this humility before Him in every aspect in our lives. But see this. Can you read this? Yeah. A zero. Yeah. Listen. Así que cualquiera que se humille como este niño, ese es el mayor en el reino de los cielos. Yes, that's easy. Yeah. It's the same. Matthew 18:4. You read this. This is easy for you. But look at this. But it's the same. It's the same. I just want to bring your attention that it's the same. It's the same message that we read in Spanish, the humility before him. Now, can you read that? Okay, listen. Beituno usab noho civil tuhabil cane, leti le mash cucicianti cubai, yetel cubeital, hebis le chanchipala. That's easy. That's Mayan. it's also Matthew, where? 18:4, yes. That's the homework to learn it in the three languages now. This is a very important for us, the humility. We have studied this because it's possible that someone here in the room are facing a problem, an economic problem, or a strong temptation, or a false accusation, or a sickness, that a terrible sickness, or maybe the fears, or maybe the discouragement. Maybe you are facing those things, but we have studied about the resources, the spiritual resources that you have to face and to overcome and to be victorious in Christ. I would like that each one of you have this power, have this blessing in your lives, that that the things that I can share with you, you can share with other people, telling them that they are not alone with their problems. God can help them. Thank you very much for your attention, and God bless you. Muchas gracias.